that there is a limiting belief or two that is holding you back. And there's more of them in life than you realize. And I'll give you just one example of a belief that held me back for a while. When I first got started in sales, it was a belief that really held me back for a long time, and it's a belief I think is very important to discuss and get out there into the sales community, because I believe it's a belief that holds a lot of sales professionals back from really embracing a career in sales and going for it 100%, especially in those key critical moments when it's time to close out business and get the order. Okay, the difference between having both feet in or kind of having one foot in and the other one kind of half in. How many would agree in any endeavor? In any action you're taking, the difference between believing in something 99% and the difference between believing it at 100% is one of the largest percentage points in the world. Yeah, that's that fine shade of difference, okay? And this is a belief that I know holds a lot of people back, and something you may have heard me speak about before in certain circles, something I'm very adamant about, and is very simply this. The belief, and of course it's not verbatim, but the general belief that, well, if I'm really good in sales, if I'm a really effective sales professional, then what that means is I've got to manipulate people. You know, if you're going to be really good in sales, what that means is you're not really going to be sincere, but you always got an angle, you're always on the take, and you're just going to manipulate people into taking their money from them. You know, or some version like that, where if you're into sales, then there's something wrong with your priorities or values. And the other thing is, well, if I really love being in sales, then all I care about is money. And if I'm in sales and I'm really good at it, then I'm a one-dimensional person. Money is my only thing. How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah. There is an unspoken bias in this society towards salespeople. And unfortunately, it's one that a lot of sales professionals themselves carry around. That if you're in sales, and even worse, you're really good at it, okay? You're the one that's really making a lot of money at sales, then all you care about is money. And that there's something wrong with your value system and your priorities. Very often in conversation, you may be talking to someone about your career and they say, well, what do you do? And you say, well, I'm in sales. And normally the question right after that is, well, what would you really want to be doing? What would you really want to do? Yeah, you're doing that to make a buck. What would you really want to be doing? You know, there's an unspoken bias towards salespeople, and it holds people back unconsciously, holds so many agents back from really going for it 100%. Do you know there are agents, there are people that literally say this to themselves in selling situations? I don't want this person to think selling them as if it's a bad word. We're having such a pleasant conversation. Why would I want to bring up the topic of money? When they know and you know that's the primary reason you're there in the first place. Now, there's a belief I heard, and I heard this from a gentleman named Brian Tracy, an unbelievable trainer, unbelievable man. And I heard this from him years ago, over a decade ago, when I first got into sales. And this single-handedly changed my life, literally, and got me to a place where I never, ever had problems. I never had an issue with asking for the money aggressively again, persisting through the sales process, and really honing in on getting the order. And it's something that can be literally life-changing. And that is very simply this, and please listen to this closely. Nothing happens until a sale takes place. Let me repeat that. Nothing happens until a sale takes place. Salespeople are, and always have been, the forerunners of human progress. Every technological breakthrough, every quality of life, and financial service that is brought out to the mainstream is done through so the efforts of professional sales, marketing, and advertising people. And I've got news for you. Marketing and advertising are only created, are only set up to create more what? To create more sales. It is upon our efforts that the entire economy floats. Thank you. People who hold up their noses at salespeople, be it salaried employees, and there's no shame in that at all, but people who have some kind of stigma with salespeople, people in the public sector that work for the government, that hold up their noses at salespeople, rely for their livelihood, depend for their income on revenue generated in the private sector that goes to create revenues that pay taxes, that pay their salaries. So don't ever be ashamed of being in sales. Be proud of what you do. Be proud of what you do. And by the way, sales is also the oldest profession. Okay? Now some of you may say, well, isn't something else the oldest profession? But I've got news for you. It's still a category of sales, okay? Sales is the oldest profession around, okay? So understand that this is an honorable profession you are engaged in. This is an honorable career you're in, and that the top organizations in the world, the best organizations in the world, are superb selling organizations. They may have certain products or services, but they realize that it is upon the efforts of their salespeople that they either sink or swim. So be proud to be in sales, to be very proud in sales. And that's very key. And by the way, that's just one example. That's just one example of a limiting belief that can hold them back. Okay? So don't ever be shy or embarrassed about being in sales. And this is key. This is key as well. Okay? If you are coming from a place of integrity, and that's the key, knowing that you really have your prospect's best interest at heart. And by the way, I also want to clarify that. When I say having your prospect's best interest at heart, God bless you, and coming from a place of integrity, I don't mean getting caught up in a perfectionist frame where everything has to be perfect, where they gave me 18 specifications for this home and it only has 14 of the specifications they're looking for, so if I sell it to them, am I kind of shortchanging them? We could find something better. Look, you don't want to get caught up in a perfectionist frame, okay, because that doesn't serve anybody. But if you believe in your heart that you're looking to provide a good service, a valuable service, all right, and you have something to offer your prospect, you better educate them to the market. And they have some expertise and some resources they would not have had as a result of working with you. What on God's beautiful green earth is wrong with there being an exchange of value? Money for goods, money for services as a result of helping this person. Don't ever be proud to be in sales. You know, there have been times in my career where when I was in specific closing situations, where my prospect would say to me, you know, you're being persistent here. You're really selling me here. And I would say, thank you. Thank you very much. Let me tell you why I'm selling you. Let me tell you why I believe in this product. And let me tell you why you need to do this now. And I'm not talking about browbeating or hardballing. I'm just talking have a deep level of belief and conviction in what you do. Don't ever be embarrassed, shy, or ashamed of being in sales. Be proud of it. And what I ask you is when you're back out there in the world, on the phone, in the field, shaking hands, knocking on doors, and some of those voices may come up for you again, reference this moment. Remember this moment. You are part of a proud community. You are providing solutions on a consistent basis. You are out there helping people, changing the quality of life on a consistent basis. So, by the way, that's just one example of a limiting belief that can hold so many people back from really going for it. It held me back for years. And after I made that distinction, it really changed everything. So my question to you, what are some beliefs you may be carrying around right now? About yourself, personally, business, emotionally, spiritually, whatever the case may be, that have held you back in the past?